So if you brought them about the halachas of washing in the morning, the Mishabura discusses strongly that a person should not walk Dalet Amis without washing his hands. There are some people which have a custom to make a linnet, and that there is what to be samech on to be make a linnet, but the Mishabura really is strong on this issue that a person should not walk Dalet Amis without washing his hands. Let's say it's a situation where a person doesn't have the ability to wash right next to his bed, and he has to go more than Dalet Amis. So Shabura says he should run. We do not want to maintain this ruach tumah upon yourself. You want to get rid of it as quickly as possible. So a person should not walk slowly. A person should run to get it off. He brings up somebody suggested you should go pachas of Dalet Amis. He said that's incorrect. It's not a loch of Dalet Amis. It's a loch of keeping the tumah upon yourself. And therefore, a person should try to remove it as quickly as possible. If a person wakes up in the middle of the night and he's planning to go back to sleep, he does not need to wash his hands. He's going back to sleep. The Buchacher Rav even contemplates the following: a person wakes up in the middle of the night and goes to the bathroom, planning to go back to sleep. So assuming he's not touching parts of his body that he shouldn't touch in those circumstances, he can contemplate that you don't have to wash in that situation either, because you're going back to sleep. So the main halacha of washing, the language of Shulchan Aruch, is vakam mimitosa, which is the language that's used when a person wakes up in the morning to get out of bed to go for the day. So I think a person should wash when they wake up in the night if they're going to the bathroom, not staying in bed. But if a person just wakes up and plans to turn around and go back to bed, he's not getting out of bed, so of course he doesn't have to wash. If a person gets up and goes to the bathroom, he should wash. But I'm just bringing this down to point out that some extend this concept even further to that situation. If a person, based on Sefer Chassidus, they say a person should not put his feet on the ground without even washing. You should lean over from his bed and wash. The Sefer Chassidus take this concept of washing next to your bed very significantly. I asked my Rebbe the following Shaila. I was a Vorker in Yeshiva. Mishabura is very strong about washing next to the bed, not walking Dalet Amis. Is there an issue of Gezel Shina? That my roommate is going, doesn't like the fact that he wants me to wash outside of the room. So it's going to Gezel Shina because I'm going to the sound a few more minutes, like more than a few more minutes. I used to get up early. He's going to the noise of the washing bothers him. So what's the halacha? So my Rebbe paskin that I'm allowed to wash next to the bed. The person goes to yeshiva. Part of going to yeshiva is to try and do mitzvahs in the proper way. Mishabura paskin the person should wash next to the bed. Your roommate understands that that's what it means being a roommate with a person who's in yeshiva who's trying to do things in the proper way. Have a good morning.